I just want to address, I like Q&As and I like facts before you make any decisions. Everybody has their own independent mind. And you really should consider both sides, the personal impact as well as the greater good, so-called, because we are the good, greater good. I want to say the answer to the woman who asked about the noise from transmission lines. Right now, I live in a parcel where you have a little piece of pie, like a wedge, going under the railroad lines that are the power line. And as you walk up my right-of-way, under the power lines, you have to go dipping to the right, go right under it, and then you're in my yard. Well, if you're walking under the power lines, you hear a buzz. And these are not the high transmission. I don't know what they are, actually. They belong to BSNH, and they do frequent clearing every so many years. And they ask permission if they can spray versus cut the brush. I have to maintain my right-of-way, but if you're walking the dog or if you're walking along, you do hear a buzz, and I try to walk fast, but I don't think it really does me any good. There is a health site, I think Mayo Clinic has one, also the National Institute for Health has also information if you look there about EMTs or electric magnetic transmissions. If you have more power, you'll have more oomph, or whatever it is they call it, megawatts. So there is a noise that comes under it. It's not all the time. The other factor that affects the Merrimack River is I lived, you can walk to the Merrimack River and the banks within half an hour. As you're walking down there, it's a very, very fragile ecosystem. It's mostly sand because it's a riverbank. And the cover is very, very light. You could actually kick it, the lichen and the mosses. You could kick it. You could destroy it yourself. The other thing I want to point out is that right now, if you walk under the power lines and you take a walk, you hear it infrequently. The other thing that appears infrequently is after a rain, when the sand is all smooth, like at the Cape, it's all smooth like sand. It looks really beautiful with these waves and ripples from the rain. It'll be disturbed. All of a sudden, you'll come across a crack in the earth. It's sort of like volcanic fissures. You have two banks that come up against each other. And I've asked the engineering firm about, what's all that about? Well, they can't really answer because they don't see it all the time. Just as they don't hear that crackling sound when you walk under the power lines underneath. So I just want to say I know a little bit about the little power lines. I have no idea about the big ones to come. Thank you.
Thank you.